Bush, Obama, Clinton team up with American Express Global Business Travel to fly migrants into American communities. By John Binder on April 20, 2023. A non-governmental organization, NGO, founded by former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama and backed by a litany of multinational corporations is teaming up with American Express Global Business Travel to fly migrants into the United States. The NGO, called Welcome U.S., was initially launched to work with President Joe Biden's administration in resettling some 85,000 Afghans across the U.S. in 2021 and 2022, as Breitbart News reported extensively at the time. For its Afghan operation, the NGO helped fly close to 20,000 Afghans to American communities funded by millions raised from donations and supported by corporate backers like Walmart, Airbnb, The New York Times, The Business Roundtable, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Starbucks, The Washington Post, Goldman Sachs, Goodwill Industries, Microsoft, and Chobani. The NGO also has ties to billionaire George Soros, as members of his Open Society Foundation sit on the group's National Welcome Council. Now, the NGO is teaming up with the Open Borders Group Miles for Migrants as well as American Express Global Business Travel to fund flights to American communities for migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, Ukraine, and Nicaragua. Donations are needed to fund the flights for newcomers to travel to the United States, the initiative's webpage states. Those forced to flee often leave behind all but what they can carry, and the costs of international travel can be prohibitive. Welcome Connect Travel removes the cost of travel as a barrier for both sponsors in the United States and the displaced families they are supporting through humanitarian sponsorship. Emphasis added. With the average cost of a single flight at $1,600, public donations through our partner Miles for Migrants will help provide a lifeline to newcomers, giving them the opportunity to safely travel to their new communities. Donate below to help newcomers access safe travel. Emphasis added. The NGO's Flights for Migrants are meant to complement a program created by President Joe Biden's administration this year where 360,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, and Nicaragua will be admitted to the United States annually via an expansive parole pipeline which has already helped release about a million migrants into American communities from 2021 to 2022. During a Senate committee hearing this week, Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., estimated that the Biden administration has welcomed close to 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens to the United States since taking office in early 2021. This figure includes those released into the U.S. interior, known gotaways, and unknown gotaways. Correction, the headline and lead of this story previously stated American Express is helping fly migrants into the U.S. It is instead American Express Global Business Travel, AmexGBT, which is separate from American Express and is its own privately held joint venture. Watch, Ron Johnson, up to 5M illegal aliens welcome to the United States under Biden. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.